Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time this is? My space, man, my space.com / DJ Absolute One.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
No. That's yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
Your next.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Yeah! Fire!
What? Oh, snap! I love this part of the year. We are going to have the head of Vince McKennedy McMahon, a certified billionaire. And I don't give a fuck what you think, because we're going to take 10 WWE superstars and we're going to tell them straight up, you're fired. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. How you feeling out there? J-A-M-S podcast, # we can edit that. Hey, I ain't editing shit out. I refuse to edit shit out. My name's Grant Donnie P. Woo, DJ Correlation. You can follow us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Mr. 101,000. What's up, Water? I don't think we've heard from you since WrestleMania.
King Wardle.
King Wardle?
That's my new moniker, if that's okay with you.
You sound really loud, Wardle. It's like you're eating the microphone.
I'm trying to. I'm asserting my dominance.
That's better.
I have my crown on at the minute, my cloak, my Hall of Fame rings. I am here for the You're Fired show.
You're a poster of the Festival of Friendship.
Oh, no!
And we'll get to it. It's funny you mentioned the Festival of Friendship, because that's going to come up in my Biash of the Week. I told you it's going to be one of those shows.
Let's get into it then.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, man. Well, you know what? In that case, Wardle, you will go last as far as Biatch of the Week. I have the rock music queued up for you and everything. Serial Killer. I know you look forward to this this part of the year.
Oh, I love it.
And you have to do it into the camera like Alvin Kennedy did it when he fired all of us. And I was like, hold on. How are you going to fire me, Vincent Kennedy? I don't work for you, motherfucker. But somehow I felt like I was fired. How you doing, Sacco?
Very well, mate. Very well indeed. Keeping busy. Busy bank holiday weekend. But I'm looking forward to this all week. I've sat down at the fabled pad of predictions, turned over a new page, and come up with my 10 who we need to future endeavour.
Oh dear. Mm-mm. Well.
I have a feeling as well there's going to be a lot of overlap on this, because there's some real dead wood to get rid of.
I agree with you right there, man, for real, man. It's like the, I mean, if you had the latest NXT call-ups and they're all good as well, it's like, oh snap, right? And people's gonna just get left behind. And AEW, I've had a quick look, like a quick glimpse of the roster of what they've got so far, and it doesn't look too bad, you know. It does not look too bad, you know what I mean? I had one motherfucker on Smack Talk that's talking about, there's too many talented people on the roster. Isn't that like the idea to have so much talent there, so the competition's fierce? If it happens, ain't that the idea, Sacco?
Exactly.
Oh, geez,
exactly.
Jesus Christ! I don't even know, man. But that's all right though. Still. So anyhow, this year, what we're going to do, we're going to do the almost the same way we did it the previous years. But because of so much talent, I've put no restrictions on it. It could be any superstar from NXT, any star from WWE, it could be any female you want, or any stable, any tag team, whatever. You know what I mean? Previous years, it used to be like 9 guys and 1 female. But now, everything's just, I threw that out the window because there's so much people there. There's so much Deadwood, we've got to get into it. But not before I go into my MVP of the week for the week's wrestling. I shall go first, Serial Killer, you go second, Wardle goes last, and we're going to keep it going for the Beatrice of the Week as well. My MVP of the week is the man called AJ Styles. Just like that. The promo, man. There's some good promos that were set up this week on the Raw and SmackDown, but AJ Styles was the one that had me cracking up. Because you had Baron Corbin running off his mouth saying, oh, I took out Kurt Angle and I did this and I'm a Golden Gloves winner and all that stupid crap. And then AJ Styles was like, well, yeah, so? So what if you won these titles and this, that, the other? You know what my accolade is? I beat up John Cena! Hello, cheers. Yeah, man, that shit was funny because it's like it's almost like I forgot about it, and then AJ Styles was brought out of nowhere, man, and it made me chuckle. So AJ Styles gets the nod from me. Serial Killer, your MVP of the week?
It's difficult to argue with AJ Styles. The guy straight away put himself in the world title picture, and you gotta say him versus Seth Rollins at Money in the Bank should be incredible.
Oh yeah,
absolutely incredible. Vaughn, I'm sure you'll agree with this.
That's near WrestleMania quality, that is.
Yeah, I mean, if you give that 20 to 25 minutes, that could be a fantastic match.
And there's still 4 weeks of build-up left to go.
Exactly, but for me, I think AJ Styles, part of me feared that he'd get lost in the shuffle a little bit with all the talent that's gone over to Raw and all the existing talent. So for him to suddenly get that main event picture, a really good triple threat match as well, plus...
another
good match to get his spot.
Yeah,
for me, AJ
gets it. AJ gets the spot. Yes, Chad Farmer, what up?
Well, that was still just living life.
Living life, that's what's up, man. That's what you have to do. So, Chef Bob, you just joined us, alright? MVP of the week, man.
Okay, my favourite leotard wearer for the week will be...
Oh, no.
Shave it, man! All of this new thing you're doing, man.
I can't argue with that.
It's come to the point where I'm starting to figure out the dude's announcer name. Is it?
I can't. Yeah. It's like back in the day, referees used to have identities.
Yeah.
Now, the black one and the white one. That's it.
Yeah, my mum has getting a bit of an identity. Yeah. I think that is really good of Shane. That's really good of Shane because, you know, over the years, recently, we've had Lillian Garcia and we've had JoJo. And, you know what I mean? Take Bray Wyatt out of the equation. JoJo has got her own identity anyway. You know what I mean? We could look at Jordan like, God damn! You know what I mean? You know, we already know. But, like, this new announcer that come in, like, we didn't know who the hell he was now. You know what I mean? Until Shane McMahon starts to call him out every week. That's cool. So, I like that one. Shane McMahon, I like it. I can't even hate on it, man. I think it's great. What up? MVP of the week.
The man they call Goldust.
Ah, yes. I heard about it, didn't see it. Is it something to do with taking off his Goldust mask, putting it away in a box for good or something like that?
Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again.
officially retired. Doldust is the character. He's gone. Forever. Never to come back.
You know what? Goldust, man. That's a Hall of Fame induction waiting to happen right there. Big ups to the man called Goldust. My God, he used to give me the creeps back in the day, man. Back in the Razor Ramon days and shit. And the Roddy Piper days. He used to give me the creeps like, oh, shit. Don't touch him! Don't touch him! He fancies you!
It's potentially his last match is against his brother, Double or Nothing. So...
Wow.
The WrestleMania match they always wanted.
They always wanted, yeah. The one match they always wanted.
So it should
be good. I have high hopes for it. They've sold me on that show, just on that one match now, so...
Wow, no way. That's good, man. Big ups to the man called Goldust, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's definitely a Hall of Fame inductee waiting to happen, most definitely. Okay, cool. As we move on to Bitch of the Week. Ha! Oh, man, there was quite a few contenders this week, you know, watching the Raw and SmackDown and that.
Those interrupts, man. I speak to Dusty Rhodes, Reynolds. I'm concerned about him, to be honest. So I'll give it 5 years on the suicide watch list.
What?
Jesus, Shadow's program.
Shit!
I don't know, but ever since your dad passed, man, I think he ain't the same as he was. Never seen him smiling, I never seen him happy, like, just looks like a miserable guy, man.
Oh, God! We cannot go through an episode of Jamie Podcast.
If I did that, then it's still we've upset us, then he's off the list, like, so suicide list, but let's worry about him, man.
We can't get through a Jams podcast without an impending death.
Oh, but that was, you know, that Dustin took his own life. Would you be surprised? And he's lost his wife, his long-time wife, and he wanted to get back with her. He couldn't get back with her. His dad did. He hasn't got no job, and he's working in independence. He has to have a baby's brother for a match on his show, like, you know. I wouldn't be surprised, man. That's what I'm saying. 5 years.
No, man. I think I'm off the grid. Shout out to Sensational Joe. Why she's not on the show, I have no idea. Maybe she's run off with Pepper Brooks. I don't know. But she said something off the grid, which interested me. She says she's surprised that Goldust made this move, right? Or, you know, Dustin Runnels, whatever you want to call him. You know, not continue in his father's footsteps and teach the NXT people them healthy fights. And I was like, you know what, that's a good point, man, but I thought at the same time, you know what I mean, I think he wants to, it's a family thing, man, you know what I mean, keep it with the family, you know what I mean, stay with his brother.
I guess there's still good money to be made at AEW, but the clip just said they're not going to bring him back in 5 years' time if he avoids the suicide watch of Shad to come back and train. No, I think the door's always open, isn't it, I imagine, for someone
that
long.
Yeah? I can't believe Shad said that. Oh no, you got me all worried now. I mean, oh God, oh no.
There's probably somebody 10, 12 years ago probably said the same thing about Christopher Benoit and no one listened to him.
No, the less said about Chris Benoit, the better, man. You know what I mean? Wrestling fans.
Let's move on to
Wrestling fans, get off Chris Benoit's dick, man. What's wrong with you? Talking of being on wrestler's dick, my biatch of the week is the CM Punk Massive and Group, the fans of CM Punk. Get off his dick, man. What's wrong with you? So let me get this right so I can understand this, right? Wardle, let's say you put on a mask, right? And you entered a PWL wrestling ring, right? Because you don't want people to know who you are, right?
I can't imagine that because I'd never do that.
Okay, well I'm just saying.
I've never waited for that bunch of jabronis in my life.
Well, I'm just saying hypothetically because this is what I saw. Basically, this is what I saw, Wardle, right? This is what I saw. It looked like a bingo hall. It looked like some broke down place where PWL hold their shit, right? Right? You know, one of them conservative lounges or whatever. But anyway, this guy comes in with a mask, right? He drops a GTS on a jabroni, and that's it. Suddenly, motherfuckers are like, the CM Punk! CM Punk! He's gonna return! I'm like, fucking, like, for real? For real? Have you heard about this story, surely?
Yeah, yes.
Fuck.
I am fully aware.
you can be real with me, you know. You can be real with me if you want. I won't bite your head off, because you're cool. You mans are cool. It's the CM Punk fans. That was not him. For fuck's
sake. If it was him, Silas Young from Ring of Honor, who's a top guy in Ring of Honor,
right.
He says he's done it over the last 3 or 4 years now. Punk's done that. He's gone to different shows, and he's done that sort of thing. But the show that he did it at, that promotion,
yeah,
was where Punk first started.
Okay.
Or like one of the places.
Yeah.
And like, so the story is that he is going to be doing like coaching and stuff. Which is only a good thing, because the guy could go. So if he's going to be helping out, then I'm all for it. But like, yeah, I agree. People need to get off his dick.
Get off the man's dick, man. What's wrong with you?
Like Vince is going to welcome him back with open arms.
No, he would. Vince said it on... No, he said it on the Austin podcast. He said he would. He did say it. Because it's all about the man there. But, like, I don't know, man. I think CM Punk's a man of integrity. And if he says he ain't never going back, that's it. He ain't never going back. Right? And I think if CM Punk wants to go back, for me, that damages his integrity. He's not a man of his word. He ain't keeping it 100, 1,000. You know what I mean?
All that wrestling integrity went out the window when Wiggles removed his bald head and stepped foot in Saudi Arabia and wrestled a match. I don't think it means anything anymore in his retirement. It's not that it meant anything anyway, but Michael did that the last proper retired wrestler and came back for the money.
I know, yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you and say I think it was Punk, only because of the fact that the guy... This is the end of the quickly on top of him and to get the pin. That's the guy who trained Punk. I think he was a train Punk back in the day. So Punk lives in that area. He doesn't want to do this, but he just studied his first 60 Googles, man. Just to fuck with the internet, just to fuck with the same Punk bands.
Okay. See, this sort of shit has got fans crazy on some bullshit, like, that's how I imagine. I'm like, for fuck's sake. I'm like, serial killer. You mean to tell me, right, that Becky's defending her belt twice at the Money in the Bank? You got two ladder matches, okay? Right? You got Seth Rollins versus what's his name? AJ Styles, okay?
AJ Styles.
Right? You got those matches set up already. You've got a potential where it looks like it's going to be Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens. Right? We'll get to all that later. Right? All these big matches going in. You got the AEW. That's looking good as well. Their roster's looking promising. And motherfuckers talking about CM. That's what I'm saying. Get off his dick, man. What's wrong with you? Which brings me to you, serial killer. Biatch of the week.
The New Day.
Yes, that's a good one.
Why would you trust Kevin Owens? Having got the wrestling history. The last person you could ever trust.
Is Kevin Owens.
You maniac. What were you thinking?
I mean, Kofi.
Don't get me wrong, look, the segments have been absolutely hilarious.
I've enjoyed
all of it. But New Day, they suffer. What is the name of that condition they suffer with, Shaf?
Babyface syndrome?
Yes.
Dumb babyface syndrome.
I've got to agree with you. I mean, Xavier, Kofi, did you not see what happened at the Festival of Friendship? Did you not see?
Did you not see what happened to Sami Zayn?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sami Zayn have been friends for what? From when they was kids, right?
Pretty much.
Oh my gosh. You know, that Festival of Friendship, that what was it? Wasn't you crying and shit? Didn't that bring you to tears and shit?
No. It emptied my wallet. As soon as I saw that painting, that was me done. I was like, ah, take my 40 quid or whatever it was, take it.
you know what I mean? Like, Celine Dion, you know? Celine Dion, don't put the Celine Dion music over that shit, man. When Jericho realised his name was not coming on his list, and then I put on Celine Dion. I'm sorry. Alright. That's a good one. New Day, they deserve it. I agree with that one. Shad, bitch of the week.
Okay, I'm on bitch of the week.
Yep.
I'm reading you from the spot, to be honest. There's regrets. Sadness. I gotta do it. I think it was this week on SmackDown anyway. I'm gonna give it to R-Truth.
R-Truth gets the bitch of the week.
Yeah. So this kept him out in the locker room. And running out trying to fight. Fucking, what's his name?
Lars Sullivan.
Lars, yeah.
Oh, man. R-Truth.
He's a bit of a fight, man, but obviously we knew he was going to get beat down.
R-Truth.
With a heavy heart, as I said.
With heavy heart. Now, obviously, he didn't go to the Hardy Boys for advice. You know why I said the Hardy Boys? Because back in 2000... yeah, you knew where I was going, didn't you? You knew. Man, straight knew you. Man knew, you know. Straight knew where exactly where I was going. Brock Lesnar came out and broke them up for no reason on his debut. So the Hardy Boys come back next week, the following week on Raw, for all hell to the no. We ain't going to let this big German motherfucker come and fuck us up. Fuck that. Well, at least I thought he was German at the time. And they sent for steel chair and they licked down Brock Lesnar and then lick him down and still Brock Lesnar was standing. So R-Truth, you could have at least brought a steel chair with you. But no. Good choice, Shad. Wardle, I've been waiting for this. The rock music is ready. Ready and waiting. Go for it, man.
The theme of this week's Biatch of the Week.
Oh, shit.
It's almost WrestleMania worthy. Biatch of the Week.
Oh, my God. It sounds like it should be upgraded to a chair.
It's funny that we spoke about friendship a lot this week, on this week's show already. You know, friendship, you trust people, you know, tag teams, things like that. When you make the pilgrimage to Riley's.
Oh, shit.
And you're expecting your tag team partner to arrive. But he decided that a little bit of pom-pom was more important than the Jams boys.
Wardle, do you need to rethink this?
I'm gonna do it, and you know, Kofi Mania, which, you know, Shad's all about the fucking Nation of Domination, you know, that Shad, he's like Mike Knox, he was plowing his girl. Shad was slipping one hand, music on the go, he was there, we all know it, Shad was getting some prize pom-poms.
Sexuals in the car.
Him and Mike Knox are high fiving over Skype. But at what point was there a thought for the Jams boys? You know, we were there celebrating, but there was a part of us that was missing, a piece of us, a ganja shaped, like ganja leaf shaped. Bit was missing from all of us.
Oh no!
Not even with Ed Muhall. Not even Ed Muhall could replace that little bit of Shad that was missing from us.
Yeah, Ed tried, but Ed nearly shut down the gathering of the little wretch.
And it was so disappointing that the John Cena of the Jams group.
No!
Shad Cena. He let us down. So for that reason,
oh.
I'm bringing you my WrestleMania
the Ash of the Week.
Oh no.
And that's Shad's father, because he was high-fiving Mike Knox while he was high from the That's crazy. Instead of coming out with the jam boys. Any other night here, 364 other days to pick from. We just found that that's the night you want some pump up.
Shad, what have you got to say for yourself? This is bad.
What can I say?
Like, the joke was, you know what happened? When I found out that Wardle was coming out to the gathering, even I thought, oh shit, let me go to WWEEuroshop.com. I need to buy a shirt for this occasion because this is huge. And then that's why I come up with the USO shirt. It originally was going to be the New Day one with the Run DMC, but I couldn't find
it. Did you hear that, Chad? Did you hear that? He bought a shirt. That Grand body didn't spend one fifth, not three fifths, not even four fifths. He went to the full fifth. If he could have, he would have gone for six fifths. That's how much this WrestleMania meant. He'd already pre-ordered the DVD because he knew that Hulkamania was coming. He knew that Kofi was going to come out in the Nation of Domination. He knew that Mad Knox would be banging Mrs. Knox in front of him.
Not in front of the kids!
Not with the belt in one hand.
Loss or draw, it doesn't matter. He'll be there. He would be. He'd be. Your five-time W. He'd be doing all that shit. He'd have been there with Kofi. He'd have been clapping. The whole thing. You made my grand body for you buy a t-shirt. That's six fifths.
I don't buy wrestling t-shirts, you know. You know what I mean? That's my third wrestling t-shirt, okay? The very first one we buy was Team Bring It, and that was in 2012. Right? For The Rock and John Cena. Because I knew that WrestleMania was going to be big. The next one after that was, That's What I Do! I bought that t-shirt for WrestleMania 30. Even though that WrestleMania didn't turn out in my favor. And I'm not even going into that. But this one was like Kofi Kingston, Kofi Mania. Right? And Drew said,
Matt Sacco had gone through heartbreak during the day.
He did!
Yeah.
He did!
Yeah. My beloved Wolves have thrown away a 2-0 lead in the FA Cup semi-final.
And I
picked myself up. Gusted myself off. Welcome Wardle with my glorious Bobby Roode t-shirt to the Sacco home.
I put my turban on. I got in my car and I did my pilgrimage to the sacred land that is Riley's. Because I've heard all about it. We even went to your pub, Shad.
The whole place, we did. Yes, we did. We even took a picture in there, man.
I went to the doorstep of that pub and I did my prayers on an USO t-shirt that my grandbody to you paid for. I rolled it out like a prayer, man, Shad. And I was trying to summon you, Shad. And you laid that.
Shad! Why you do this?
I don't kind of steal from Vince McMahon and not steal from him. McMahon says it's all about the money. Well, Shad Barber says it's all about the pussy.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Everybody, just like fucking Bill Chamberlain, man. Just like him.
Oh.
It's like Bill Cosby, man. I didn't want to be sleeping on the pussy.
No!
What's the rest of that shit, man? What's the rest of that? It's just a long thing, man. Like, I'm a smoker, man, so...
The only thing I could defend you on, Shad, was that the fact that we went to Riley's. Because, to say, I mean, I like Riley's and everything, right, and the big screen and all of that. But, like, I know that you don't get on with the PWR people then. And then you would have truly done what Ed Neely did. Because Ed Neely shut down a club. Ed Neely tumped down somebody out there, man. WrestleMania was about to start.
Yeah, literally, we've been waiting for Manny to come on the big screen for about 90 minutes. Just as it's starting, Ed starts to try and pick a fight with someone while standing in the middle of the flipping screen. But Ed, just sit down.
I was like, yo, I was
trying to watch Live Station and someone was fighting with the remotes.
I was like, Ed, WrestleMania be start, no, man, WrestleMania be start, no. We want to see America the Beautiful, come on, man, sit down. Man was ready to, oh, imagine. I'm glad he didn't do it. Otherwise, I'd have been upset with Ed. I'd be like, fucking hell, Ed, man, what the fuck, man. And he was always something stupid as well, you know. Something about you in my spot on some Sheldon shit.
What's happening? I'm going to well.
Okay.
More editing for my ear. Oh, dear. But, no, so my... Kushad's trying to distract us from his sins. But the point of the thing was, when we were all celebrating Kofi Mania, Shad had just fucking obliterated his girlfriend. he dropped his spliff, it was that good at the moment.
when I finished back, it wasn't New Day.
Oh my god!
Chad was giving pancakes on her back, just like tech up.
No! I felt sorry for your woman, Shad, man. Oh lord, I don't know who got it worse, your woman or Mike Knox's wife.
We were saying pray for Mrs. Knox.
Yeah.
Pray for Miss Shad followers.
Oh shit! The truth of the matter is, if I had a wife as well, she would have got it that same night too. But mind you, but saying that, she would have got it for 21 WrestleMania straight. Pause. Pause. Let's keep it moving. Who would like to go?
Anything on the subject? We'll start now. Welcome to the Jams Podcast.
The most polite I've ever heard, Shad.
No, it's not.
Who would like to go first?
I will go first because I've got one straight away that I need to get rid of. And that is, as we get closer to counting upwards from 1 to 10, mine get more severe. Uh-oh. And my last pick is going to upset someone in this chat beyond belief.
Uh-oh.
You say Becky Lynch
would,
I'm going to kick your ass.
Uh-oh.
My first pick is... It's quite mellow. No Way Jose.
Yeah.
My number 9 would be the newly named Robert Roode.
Okay.
I don't know if that's romantic, let's be honest.
I don't know what to say without being arrested. just what's that about? What is that? I don't know. Let's get
it. It's just not worked out for romantic, let's be honest, on the main roster.
Well, he didn't really work out from NXT either, so I want him gone. I don't know, I had high hopes, but it just didn't materialise.
Oh man, imagine that, and that's come from the glorious one himself, wow.
My number 8 pick, Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah. Whoa!
Is this a this amazing thing, so why is he going to champ it?
Because he's going to come back on the main roster. So, I don't want him to come back onto the main roster.
Oh no!
He's going
down to the main roster.
Yeah, he's going to disappear. He's going to disappear in the shuffle. He's going to go back to tag team wrestling, and that'll be it. He's not going to get a main event with him. I don't want it. I'd rather not have him at all.
Oh shit!
I'd rather watch him in like Ring of Honor or something than see him on the main roster, just doing tag team wrestling against Ryder and fucking Jabroni Ginger Twat. I don't know what his name is.
Hawkins.
Chuck Davis.
Yeah. Evil one. You know what I'm saying though, don't you? Like, it's one of them where it's knowing what's going to happen when he comes back. Because Gargano's not long for NXT. He'll be coming up to the main roster as soon as Ciampa's back. So... I don't want it.
Oh, man.
Well, Gargano, I can allow, because even in defeats, he looks amazing. Like, he still looks good, if you know what I mean. Whereas Ciampa losing is weird, because all we've seen him do is win. So it's one of them ones, you know what I mean? It's like when Goldberg lost, that, like, when he went in the street. If any of you guys watched WCW, then it was kind of like that. As soon as he lost, it was like, oh, I'm done with this now.
Compare it to the Tanker streak.
Yeah. Oh, the big Bulger, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
But no, Ciampa would be done for me, I'm afraid.
Wow. That's a shock.
It's a heavy heart. I don't want him to go, but...
Yeah. I hear that. It's one of them ones, man. The loss of the shuffle situation, yeah, I hear that.
It's like a mercy thing, because you've got Reigns, you've got Rollins, you've got McIntyre, you've got Lars Sullivan is bound to be in the main event picture. You know, Styles, he'll be around for at least another five, six years easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's just going to disappear, isn't he? And that's not including any of the call-ups like Adam Cole. Any of them, Roderick Strong, so it's kind of like, well, what do you do with them? So it's a mercy firing.
Okay. Man's got Mortal Kombat with it and shit, man. Damn! Okay.
Number 7, isn't it? Or 6? 7. 7. 7.
Yep.
Mike, I'm sorry. Naomi.
That hurts.
Purely because I don't think she's going to pick up any more like titles or anything. So if she's not going to be in the picture, I'd rather, again, it's like a mercy thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather go out gracefully, but then, you know, just keep jobbing. Like, because you can see where this is going at the minute. Like, she's going to get like a tag team partner, isn't she?
Yeah.
But they're not gonna win the battles, and she's not going to be a singles champion again, is she? So it's kind of like, well, why keep her around if you're going to just make her lose when it's important? Like with Braun Strowman, why keep pushing him if you're going to keep making him lose? Doesn't make any sense.
The tag team division is looking interesting, actually, as far as the females, because you've got the Iconics, they're dropping up both shows and things. I don't know if they're going on NXT. But they are the tag team champions, and you know what I mean, Naomi's looking for a partner, but then Paige has got Kairi Sane and Asuka looking to go for them. At the same time, you've got Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, who's got something to say about that. So the tag team division is looking kind of messy-ish right now.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess. My fifth pick is a team. Because you said teams could count as one.
Oh, yeah. No restrictions, man.
So, I've been so brutal this year. Bailey and Sasha.
Whoa!
Both still play a really big part in the women's main title scene.
I believe 100%, with regardless of whatever they've said, after Mania, they had that tantrum. They reportedly had that tantrum where they were, like, having a big struggle about it. I genuinely believe that happened. I genuinely, genuinely believe that happened. And I don't like it. I don't
like it. I can't see it from Bayley. Sasha, yes, but I guess
it's one of them where...
More likely to believe it happened, to be fair. Same as you, Ward. Like, I'm leaning towards, I think it did happen.
It's also part of, as a team, it doesn't do it for me. And that's all they're going to be at the minute. And they're going to have the same problem, as like I said, with Ciampa, is they're going to get lost in the shuffle if they split them up.
See,
so why keep them? If they're not going to do anything apart from tag team wrestle,
it's,
get rid of them.
It's crazy, you know, because, like, we was talking about it last week. It was like, I seen it on Sasha Banks, what you call it, on her Twitter, and she was saying something along the lines of, she needs to be back to the boss. I am the boss. So, therefore, if I can't be the boss, then forget it. Kind of thing.
Yeah. And the other thing with it is that you've got a legitimate team, which is Asuka and Kairi Sane.
Yeah.
Because them two and Io Shirai were the Sky Pirates faction. Shat.
Shat terrible, you know!
They were the Sky Pirates, which were a legitimate tag team. So they have history of the tag team, they're a legitimate tag team, and they rarely botch anything. Sasha and Bayley are a fucking mess when they tag team together. Like, it's a fucking botch fest. I don't want to see it. Well, if they're not going to split them up, I want them gone. That's just me. I want them gone.
Well, yeah. Bayley's handled the situation a lot better than Sasha has. Bayley gone to SmackDown. She stood up to Charlotte. She's like, look, Charlotte, it's not all about you, you know. You know what I mean? Holding the title out all 8 times, you know what I mean? And thanks for shouting me out, Becky, all that kind of thing, you know what I mean? But I felt sorry for Bayley at the same time, you know, because I thought, oh, snap, here we go, Bayley, Charlotte, Bayley, Charlotte. And then Charlotte beat her, and I was like, oh.
My next one is Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin.
I'm not gonna lie. He's like a guilty pleasure, if you know what I mean. He's one of those ones that you know you're not supposed to, like, everyone hates him, but I kind of liked him. Like, I liked his NXT run, and he's had some wicked matches. He deserves better than what he's doing at the minute. So again, it's a mercy firing. I'd love to see him on, like, Ring of Honor, just being able to do what he wants. Like, to say what he wants, does what he wants. He's so good. But
see, that's the thing about wrestling fans. They don't understand that. That's what Kurt Angle can see in him. That's why Kurt Angle chose him. I said it straight away when Kurt Angle's like, I'm choosing Baron Corbin. Straight away, I was like, Kurt Angle, I understand. You're not going to hear nothing from me. But these wrestling idiots who knew no better than you, obviously, they don't like the fact that Baron Corbin's your last opponent. But
when he was the lone wolf gimmick, when he had the long hair still.
Yeah.
They should have pulled the trigger on him for a world title run. They should have done it. Because no one expected him to be in that Andre the Battle Royal thing. And then he won it. And then he beat some high profile names. And they never did anything with it.
The problem is that he won the Money in the Bank and then he fucked up outside the ring, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then they punished him.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If they'd have pulled the trigger, I think he'd have sorted himself out, if you know what I mean. I think he would have kept himself in line. He wouldn't have been fucking about. But because they kept messing him about, he just thought, fuck it. It's like with Amos. Because they weren't doing anything with him on NXT, he was fucking about. He was getting pissed up and drugged up every fucking night because they weren't doing anything with him. So he thought, well, fuck it, if they're going to pay me $120,000 a year or whatever the NXT contract is, I'm just going to get pissed every night. And that's what he did. But then when they started doing something with him, then he sorted himself out, and it's evident that he has, because he's in much better shape and his ring performance is excellent. So,
somebody's happy, though.
No.
Then he also just dressed for it to be valiant.
My four from last is slightly controversial. I'm gonna say Natalia.
Oh shit! Okay.
Because I would give her the choice of, you know, because you're saying it's like a your fire show, I'd give her the choice to resign or I'd fire her ass. Now she's not doing anything wrong. It's just the same as Naomi. I'd like her just to bow out gracefully. No need for a big send off or anything like that. Just now's the time. You've done it all.
Actually, she's gonna get pregnant as well. Get pregnant.
Anyone out there? Literally any man that's not fucking gay. I'm sure she hits Xavier up,
it'll
be fine.
No! You see now, Shad, if you had told me, Cyril, Collette and Wardle, that, oh, you know what, me can't make the WrestleMania 35 with you, man, because, yo, I got the hook up with Natalia and she's looking baby, we forgive you?
Is this the new running joke? 36 will come and then it'd be 37. That's the one.
Wow, Natalia with regret, man. Okay.
Yeah. But again, it's a. I'd rather just quietly bow out. You know what I mean? Just now's your time. Don't drag it out. And Natalia for me is at that point, right? She still can go, but I'd rather finish on a high, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Third from last, Heavy Machinery.
Okay.
Don't like it.
I can write to that, man. I mean, Heavy Machinery, the Caterpillar, I do like when he's dotted with the girl, then when he turns around to Mandy Rose or Alexa Bliss, he's like, but apart from that, okay, I can write to it.
I didn't like him in NXT, don't like him on the main roster, get rid.
Okay.
You
know,
just get rid of him.
Uh-oh.
My penultimate pick. Oh no. It's Becky Lynch.
Oh, shit!
Why?
Wardle, you gotta go on the cross for this.
Right now. You're a maniac. You're the hottest thing in wrestling right now.
No, she's not. No, she isn't.
Wardle, you're going on the cross for this.
Yeah.
This man?
The reason being...
You gotta be Jesus, man.
As I've always said, she is okay at what she does. And she is. She's not very good at promos. Let's be real. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
when she's in the ring with Charlotte, she's shit. She looks like shit. Promos on the mic, in the ring. Charlotte, she's on like a different mountain top. What Becky is on, and I'm sorry, she's nowhere near, and I'm sorry Sacco, but she is nowhere near the level of some of the other women in WWE right now. It's just an absolute fact. It's the fans have carried her to a position where WWE have been backed into a corner and they've had to roll with it, but because it's making the dollar signs, they keep rolling with it. But the thing is, and I've said this before Mania, if you remember the prediction show, if Becky wins, people will turn on her because she doesn't work as a champion. Chasing it, fine. But you give her the belt and you've got a problem because she isn't. That's when people notice the problems. That's when they notice they're not very good on the promos. They notice they're not very good in the ring. And I said Sasha and Bayley are a botch fest. Fuck me. Becky Lynch can botch the best of them. And... she's not very good. I'm sorry, she just isn't.
She's not very good is a bit harsh, Wardle.
She's a 6 out of 10. She's a solid.
That's a bit fucking harsh.
Serial killer, if
it's... She's not as good technically as Oscar or Charlotte, but apart from that...
You'll see it in Money at the Bank. Lacey Evans, she will show you how bad Becky Lynch is. Because Lacey Evans is the future of the women's division. And she's going to prove to everybody that Money in the Bank when she picks up the belt.
What? Whoa! 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 Oh my God! Bold! Bold! Bold!
We all said it with Fandango and Jericho at Mania. We all said it with Lesnar in the streak. No, it's not gonna happen. I'm telling you now, the match is gonna go exactly like this. Becky Lynch is gonna own up all match. Lacey Evans is gonna sell like a pro. And then she will just get that one punch in, and that'll do it. And that'll be it.
Oh my Lord. Serial killer, if it's good for me, it's good for you, man. He named Naomi in his list, he named Becky Lynch in his list as well. I'm just saying, if it's good for me, it's good for you.
Okay, who's your number one pick?
My number one, your fired. And this one really hurts. Shinsuke Nakamura.
For obvious reasons.
Misused and underused and utilised and accordingly booked.
Yeah.
Quite firing based on the fact he isn't allowed to go to AEW.
What?
But what? Him and Kenny can have some sick matches.
No. Because that's the reason why AEW isn't going to work. Because people think they want 6-hour matches every week, and they don't. People don't want that. That's why WWE is still the number one brand, because they like the stupid shit as well. As much as they complain about it, they like the stupid shit. It's pure wrestling at the minute. And the pool isn't diverse enough. There's too many technical wrestlers. There's no entertainment there at the minute. It's not going to work. So I'd rather...
I've got Chris Jericho. What do you mean there's no entertainment?
Oh, no!
Right, so he feuds with Omega, then he'll feud with Pac, and then he'll feud with Cody, and then he'll retire. That'll be it. Tell me I'm wrong. He's not going to
say you're wrong. You said there's no entertainment. Jericho.
They haven't got a TV deal.
Yet.
I'm sorry, it's a failure from the get-go. But no, Nakamura is...
Wow! Nakamura.
Fair enough.
I understand it. It hurts. It hurts to hear it, but I understand it as well. You know what I mean? For real. I saw Kofi Kingston versus Nakamura on SmackDown, and that was breaking my heart. I was like, oh my God. Wardles is all, you know, Wardle was controversial as ever. All right then. All right. My list. Right, and I'm gonna go through mine a bit more quickly. Right, not in any order, but I'm just going to list them anyway. Maria and Mike Kalenis. Get out.
I forgot they even existed, to be fair. I forgot they existed.
Get out of here. Maria and Mike Kalenis, Bennett, whatever you want to call themselves, get out of here. Get out. You know, aren't you? Okay? All that Power of Love shit. You know what I mean? You know, if I want to see that, I'll watch... Top of the Pops 2, you know what I mean, if I want to see that shit. You know, I want to see that on my telly, the bomb up there.
That's a fair shout. I did say he was going to be really good, but they haven't done anything with him. But he is a really good wrestler. But, you know, my man.
My next pick, the Colons.
Are they still signed?
Like, yes, they are.
Get out. I completely forgot about them.
The Colons. Get out. What are you still doing there? What are you... You know what I mean?
So Michael is retired, and Triple H only wrestles once a year.
Shut!
Yeah, go into the Hall of Fame,
Oh my goodness gracious! My next pick, Mojo Rawley, get out the mirror, man. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I'm not interested, man. Get out the mirror. You're not Vega, motherfucker. Get out.
Why did they even sign him originally? I fucking never understood that.
Why is he still there?
I don't know.
I don't know. My next pick
It looks like they're not going to do anything with you, girl. It's time for you to leave the gang. Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke, I'm sorry. For me, it's too heavy. The thing with me is, I don't want to... Truth be told, I don't want to invite any of the girl. Because I love them all. Even you, Dana Brooke. But... what have you done for me lately? What have you done? You've done nothing. You run off your...
She's got potential. That's the thing. She's got potential. So...
I mean, that's the case of a lot of these guys that got potential, but it's like...
But that's the reason I left off my list.
Right.
You see the potential, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. It's all good, man. It's all good. Next... this guy comes up in my list every single year, and he's still there annoying the fuck out of me.
JTG.
Our survey said...
No, not JTG. He doesn't annoy me at all. I'm talking about the CM Princess Peach Bitch endorsed Zack Ryder. No one gave a fuck about your ass until Phillip Brooks mentioned your name while he crossed his legs. The man's still there annoying me, man. God damn it. Get out! I'm sick of that motherfucker. Like, even Kurt Hawkins can stay there, you know. Kurt Hawkins is cool. He's like the new age Barry Horowitz anyway. That's cool. Kurt Hawkins, you can stay there. Because, bottom line, you need your jobbers, right? You need your jobbers.
Can someone explain to me why they keep giving him WrestleMania moments? Why is that a rider? Seriously. Why? IT title win, tag title wins at Mania. Why?
I think Zack Ryder deserves another WrestleMania moment. Come WrestleMania, big WrestleMania 36, I want Zack Ryder to be in the ring, and then Vince McKennedy comes down himself from that long-ass, dirty big ramp, does the dirty big Vince McMahon walk that he does, stamp on the steel steps, and tells Zack Ryder, yeah! Fire! That motherfucker, man, and his stupid internet title and his stupid Hollywood story. Fuck the lot of that shit, man. Look up, down, down. Look how well that's doing. Sonya Deville's got her own, what is it, donuts or cakes or whatever she does on YouTube, and that's doing well as well. And I'm sure Matt Hardy's got his own thing going on YouTube. That is cool.
It's a damn shame that Sonya Deville likes the pussy. Damn shame.
It is a damn shame, but it's a blessing at the same time. I want to see her in action. I want to see her in action. I want to see her turn on Mandy Rose one day and be like, God damn! Sorry.
Oh,
I think they're in the wrong era. God damn it. Take them back to 2003, 2004. Do it! God damn, I want to see Sonya Deville tear up Mandy Rose. Oh shit! Yo, I was a wreck after that. What's her name? Dawn Marie and Tori Wilson. I was a mess after that, man. Pause.
Sticky mess. on a scale of 1 to Mike Knox at Mania, how bad? Yeah, 12.
it wasn't that. You know, the funny thing was, it wasn't that high because Tori Wilson. At the time, back then, I wasn't that high on Tori Wilson, but Dawn Marie, I had it for a bad. Something about Dawn Marie, I had it for a bad at the time. Anyway, keeping it moving. This one right here, man. After what I saw this week on Raw and SmackDown. I'm sorry, serial killer. Bray Wyatt, get out of here. I'm sorry, guys. I can't get rid of this. Children's.
And now you're gonna dismiss Bray Wyatt after 1 week. We don't know what this could do. What is this?
It could be
amazing.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm willing to give it time.
It could be. I do agree there. I think, yeah, man. What I mean, if you give it time, it could turn out to be crazy. And I mean, it's a case of Braun Strowman, I guess. When Braun Strowman come on the scene, was like, yeah. Anyway, another big guy, bear hug. Yeah. Anyway, and then. Roman Reigns beat The Undertaker, which is a no-no at WrestleMania. You just don't do that. And then Braun Strowman beat up Roman Reigns the next day. And everyone was cheering Braun Strowman for it. You get me? And that's how Braun Strowman got over. But at this time, I can't get with the new gimmick. I can't get with the new character change. to me, it's like, it reminds me of Diamond Dallas Page. Diamond Dallas Page came on, he was stalking the Undertaker's wife, he gave me a joke, he was bouncing up and down on Undertaker's bed with his dirty foot and all that. Undertaker busts up his glass, and then months later, man come on the screen, all smiles and says, oh, that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing. And then you never saw him again. And I feel like the same might happen to Bray, but Bray's not to pull this shit off, man, so if you can pull it off, fair play to him. But this time, get rid of his ass. I'm sorry. Okay. Next one. Is Dolph Ziggler still employed?
Yes.
Get rid of him. Come on, Dolph. Stop it. Unless you're some ambassador or something. For WWE now. Unless you're one of them and you did all the charity stuff and you do all the comedy stuff. Get out of here. This one crops up on my list every year. In fact, the next two do. Fandango and Tyler Breeze. Jesus Christ. Tyler Breeze especially, man. I'm sorry, Wardle, I've never been a fan. I've never been a fan of a motherfucker who takes selfies. A guy who takes selfies. I don't like that shit, okay? That's a woman thing, right? A woman... We're in the bathroom, with a phone in our hand, taking a selfie, that's cool. But when a man's doing it, that don't look right, man. I don't like it. Get rid of Tyler Breeze. I don't like that motherfucker, man. And what was that? Police? Fashion police kits that they used to do? I didn't personally.
I
couldn't ride with it. Maybe because of my disdain for Tyler Breeze, maybe. But I couldn't get rid of it. He's come on, I was like, yeah, anyway.
The problem with both of them is that Tyler Breeze is the same, essentially the same character as Velveteen Dream. Like, it's essentially the same thing.
Mm.
Like, people who look themselves, right?
Yeah.
The Fandango character, if they'd have given him any other character, he'd have been amazing. Like, because the guy can seriously wrestle. Like, he's seriously a good wrestler. He's a really good worker.
Yeah.
But they gave him the stupid fucking Fandango gimmick. And so he was destined to fail.
That was over. His music was over.
Well, yeah, his music was over.
She would have got over, but...
My final pick, and technically it's my number one pick because it was the first person I thought of who should be fired. Ethan Carter III. Get the fuck out of WWE. What the fuck? What did you do to make them so mad? What did you do? Man looks different shit. Man looks like Scott Steiner and shit when he moves and shit, man. Nah. EC3.
I've never seen the appeal. Never ever seen the appeal.
Neither really with him. Like, he's come on. Don't. Get it ready with him, that's all.
He's coming like a 2019 motherfucking Chris Masters and shit, man. What the hell, man? EC3, get the fuck out of here. Shad, have you thought of your 10 yet, or shall I go on to Max Sacco?
Yeah, I've got my 10,
Alright then, oh. Here we go!
Oh god, brace yourselves, people.
Brace yourselves, we have to brace ourselves for you, Wardle.
I don't think anyone will disagree with any of my picks, to be honest.
Okay, here we go.
And the first one is the most obvious one that came to mind is Hulk Hogan.
How did I not see that coming?
Hulk Hogan.
I'm almost ashamed of myself for not thinking that Shad was going to say that.
You know what I mean?
It's the obvious one.
Hulk Hogan. 100% agree, man. It's like, come on, man. You've done your Hall of Fame thing. You've done it all. You've paved the way. All right. Done your argument now, Hulk Hogan. We don't need you anymore!
That Mania moment was awful, wasn't it? We all sat there and went, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh no, man!
I was thinking about Mike Max, to be honest, at that moment. Finally, can we get the mask?
I'm not a fan of Alexa Bliss, but even I felt worried for her. I thought, Alexa, don't do anything rash. He might do something to you that you might regret.
When
Hulk
Hogan
left, she might have got attacked.
When Hulk Hogan music hit, Shad rolled out the biggest bliff to get through that segment.
Hulk Hogan, bloody hell, I did not think of that motherfucker. Very good, Shad, very good start. Keep going.
Okay, it's a little obvious one here, man. It's not fucking EC Dunn. Rhino?
Yeah, get out. I don't know why he's there, honestly, God, I don't know why he's there.
It's like a valuable space
that
someone from NXT could have.
Word up.
You know, he's getting paid as well, man. He's right there broke, man. This money's still getting paid, man. And for doing nothing, man, for Rhino's back. Rhino is a prostitute. He gets paid to lie on his back.
No!
come back something different, but for now, as ALP.
Wow, the ALP. As far as I understand, one of them's injured. That's a shame. The ALP should have destroyed every tag team that was, man. Including my boys, the Usos. They should have destroyed them all. Like, nothing. Damn. I think that one's with Heavy Heart, in my opinion.
That's why I said get rid of them and then repackage them and come back or something else. But as ALP, they're done.
Okay.
They should have got rid of, what's his name? The manager? Kalito Dean guy?
Paul O'Reilly.
Yeah, and they've been kept him, man. That's when it went downhill.
The beginning of the end when, you think that was the beginning of the...
That's another one of them things. How do you possibly fuck it up? Just keep them together. Why did he take them away from him?
Because he didn't want to do the travelling around the country at his age.
I don't know, man. May Young used to travel like it was nothing. Ain't it, Chad?
Don't even talk about
May Young
with Chad, for fuck's sake. Don't get him started.
No, it's true. Back in the Attitude Era.
Don't talk about it. He's getting excited.
Shad!
Look at some of the round nipples, man.
Shad! Shad! Tell the truth. Back in the Attitude Era, Ruthless Aggression Era, right? Mae Young, okay? She did all that travelling. She travelled with the whole crew around the world, okay? And she did it without breaking a sweat, okay? And in one occasion, she had Bubba Ray Dudley put her through a table. A woman her age would have got heart failure just like that. Come on, son.
Heart failure, it's excellent. Well done. Heart failure brings me to the next person we should let be on screen.
Oh, God.
King Lawler.
Oh, my days.
You can't buy the king.
Oh, my God.
Young man, it looks... I feel sorry for that because I lost him on the television when I'm man, television drops in 1993 as well. So, Jerry, man, give it up. Before he does actually have another heart attack and, you know. I mean, as much as I'm hating me, it's Sting. Remember Sting? Remember him? He once dropped down dead, but then we don't see him again.
Oh, Shad's picked up based on death, you know. I fucking love it.
I'm saying I don't want to put that on TV. I'm sorry. That's only the pre-show, no one ever sees it, man, but people will freaking go back and watch it, man. King having a heart attack. I bet you need to go on YouTube and put in King has heart attack on Raw and check how many episodes, man. People want to see this shit.
It's just all Shad's accounts.
Yeah. Alright.
So yeah, the king he wants to go.
Right.
Jinder's okay, you need someone like that on your roster, man. You really need Jinder, but listen.
Jinder Mahal! Jinder Mahal! Sorry.
Jinder, we don't need them. Get rid of them. When I say get rid of them, I mean the thing that is not, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the goal. Even though I did enjoy them getting thrown around by Lesnar and Strowman and, you know, people like that. But that's what the cruiserweights are for. Okay, and this one, this one's an obvious one, sorry. I do not unveil this one. People that do things, such as murder, for instance, and they have children. They should not be on the roster. Especially if they cannot wrestle. They should not be allowed on the roster.
Uh-oh.
So if your dad kills some woman innocently,
No!
and then she uses his finisher move, to finish off everyone else. Not that she actually gets to do a finisher because she doesn't win matches. But I said before on Twitter, man, when she comes out, the people show their respect for Jimmy Snuka, for the people that have respect for him, and they have moments of silence for her entrance. She got to go to Mina Snuka. She's worse than Alicia Fox. She offers less than Alicia Fox.
Whoa!
So we're just a reminder of a murderer, that's all.
Tamina, call me. You got my number, call me. Next!
There was a time where she was hot, man, and we thought, yeah, man, crush, kill, destroy.
Oh, no!
But Lana, man, whenever she gets into the ring, man, there's nothing there. I don't think she can be taught. She's one of them people you know that was, she just, wrestling's not for her. She should be a manager, so I don't know, we can get rid of her and put her, bring her back as a manager or whatever, but as a wrestler, she has to go and do the Royal Rumble as well, when she's standing out there for 15 minutes holding her leg, pretending to be injured until Becky Kay. That was the worst piece of acting I've ever seen, and she's been in films.
Has she been in films?
Very long ones. She has to go, man.
Oh, man. Wow. Alright. Wow.
The final one, this is the one with the heavy heart, man. This one. But he has to go, man. He's done all he can do, man. And I actually gave him the bitch of the week. Because I just don't want to see him in segments like this week after week. R-Truth. Had a nice career.
R-Truth, you know. R-Truth, it's a good shout, but he's still creative and entertaining in what he does. Wow. Okay.
R-Truth. And that's the truth.
Serial killer. Sorry we left it so long.
What?
Your time.
Went more down the route of talent being wasted. I've gone more down the route of just no talent at all. God, what the hell have you been doing on my TV?
Okay.
Why are you still employed? Why? You're looking forward to this, Wardle?
It's my highlight of the year is when Matt Zafis is the You're Fired show.
Honestly, there's just so much deadwood trash in it that needs to get out. Right, in no particular order, it just came to me in the order I remembered them, because some of them I forgot they flipping existed. Okay, so first one, probably no surprise, the colons.
Yeah.
How are they still employed? Someone tell me how they're still employed.
I never see them, unless they go on. I don't even know if WWE Velocity still comes on. Does WWE Velocity still come on the telly?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Is it one of those that Vince has just forgot they're there, he's still paying them, because
He's on some that's some JTG shit, man. JTG was doing that shit. And then the internet said, Yo, Vince, JTG. And JTG is like, shut up, man, shut up. JTG? Yeah! Fire! What? JTG's like, shit!
He was getting like $150,000 a year. For years, and he didn't do a single thing for WWE. Man was robbing Vince blind.
You know what I mean? And he was doing it without even trying? Okay. Damn the colons, yeah, because they were on my list. Okay. Next!
Ryder and Hawkins.
Yes.
Literally,
yes.
You've done nothing for the last 3 or 4 years. Zero value for money. Zero entertainment. Zero matches worth a damn. No segments worth a damn. Literally, no positives to having them on the roster at all. There just isn't. Goodbye. Turn the lights off on the way out, please. next one, Tyler Breeze and Fandango.
Yes.
Like what they were doing, but like they haven't done anything of note in the last 6, 7, 8 months. Karen, the last time I saw both of them on the same screen at the same time. Literally stealing a living. They need to go.
Get old.
Next one, Alicia Fox.
Alicia fucked again.
Worst person on the entire roster. How you can be that bad at something after 11 years? Of
11 years!
Beyond me. She's
11 years!
Really bad. She got to go.
She's in the wrong era.
Next, Ginger and the Thing. what is the point of you? Get off my screen.
Jinder Mahal! Jinder Mahal!
next one.
Get rid of them. Get them out of our company.
Literally, no. Titus O'Neil.
Oh man, Titus O'Neil. He had a lifeline when he dived underneath the ring and he couldn't hurt himself.
That was one of the funny things I've ever seen.
It was.
I'll keep him as an ambassador for the company, but I wouldn't want him as an active competitor.
I think that's what they've done.
He's just trash.
I believe that's what they've done with him, you know, he's an ambassador now.
Yeah. Next up, Tamina.
Yes.
For the simple fact of talentless, get off my screen.
Tamina Cormier.
What have you done in the, 5-6 years you've been with the company? Nothing.
Tamina Cormier.
Number 8, Dana Brooke, for a similar reason of... Because of the she's done this year? Last year?
Look, just me. Dana Brooke's all right, isn't she? She's good looking, isn't it? It's just me, I don't know.
Yeah, she's a good looking woman, but she's not done anything.
Okay, fair enough.
The mistake there was Dana and Emma should never have split up. You get me? When I saw them in NXT as a duo, I thought they were good. They were entertaining. I liked that shit. They come to the main roster, and the first thing they did was split them up. I was like, no, man. What are you doing? And that led to Emma's undoing, and Dana's hanging on by her fingernails.
Pretty much. Next one. Two more to go. Wardlow, what are your thoughts on this one?
Uh-oh.
Ninth pick, Balding Club.
Yeah,
it's Festus. They came in and you thought, okay, for the first month, you thought, if they book these right, there's going to be a killer tag team and they're going to change the theme. And it's going to be amazing. And literally, it's another case of, you've got to work really hard to mess this up. But WWE messed it up.
I think that they can't afford to lose them at the minute. Because they actually haven't got that many tag teams after the brand shake-up thing.
And also the AEW and be amazing again.
Yeah, and that. Because you've lost Sanity, you've lost Gable and Rude. You now don't have the Shield. So you've got the Usos, New Day, sort of, the Revival. And that's it, isn't it? Oh, Zack Ryder and thingy.
Yeah, so the bar is up as well.
Yeah, War Raiders are still on NXT, technically. Ricochet and Black are single stars again.
Trainer out of action.
So you don't actually, you only have like 5 tag teams, so they can't actually afford to lose them at the minute. But no, I get what you're saying. They'd be amazing in AEW, back with the Young Bucks and all of them. They'd be awesome.
Exactly. And so last but not least, for the same reasons of just, I can't believe you're still all employed, B-Team.
Oh, shit, fucking hell.
No one's mentioned them, but they came to mind just like...
Yeah, man.
Just why? Why are you on B-Team? B-Team.
I still feel like doing something with Axel.
We've been saying that for the last like 8 or 9 years though, Shad, let's be honest.
Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. Yeah, man.
Axel's so good, though.
Bo Dallas!
The show is any good, though.
Bo Dallas was the man in NXT!
Yeah, he was good in NXT. He was probably one of the best champions I've ever had.
Flipping hell. Jesus.
Bo Dallas was a sick champion. The Rock picked Curtis Axel to get him ready for his match against Cena at Mania.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's my 10, yeah, but also one to rehire and one to bring in fresh. I'll bring back Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Straight up. And I'd love to bring in Too many to pick. I'd have to bring in. I'd bring in Okada. Just for something different.
Wow. Okay, Okada. Okay.
There's a load of Kenny Omega like talent, Balor, Rollins, Styles, etc. I think Okada would bring something different.
I would rehire, and this one is shout out to Shadfather. I would rehire Barry Horowitz. Because we don't actually have any legit jobbers anymore, do we?
Edmund, you can't get more legit than Kurt Hawkins. 267 losses before he won the tag team title.
Hold on. A jobber doesn't win titles. Barry Horowitz didn't win a title.
Yeah, I realise that, man. But 267 losses, though, man. That he beat Barry Horowitz's record.
Yeah, but that includes, like, house shows, doesn't it?
Probably, most likely.
House shows. For now, I bring back Barry Horowitz. For sure.
Barry Horowitz, goddamn!
And on the same line as Sacco, I wouldn't go for Okada. I would go for Tanahashi. Just because I want to see Tanahashi versus John Cena just one time. It'd be absolutely awesome.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. For me, I've only got the one. But if you're gonna bring back, if you gotta bring back somebody, all right, make it be Jericho. I think it's the same with Sacco. To be fair, I'd love to see Kenny Omega simply for the fact of the chemistry and the friendship that he has with the New Day. You know what I mean? So all right then, I'll put it another way. Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, bring them, the Elite, whatever they want to be called. You know what I mean? Bring them come. I want to see that dream match because they teased it on their up, down, down Street Fighter shit. Let's see it happen in the ring. Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks them. Shaq?
Yep.
This was your idea. Bring in somebody.
I'll bring in Zach Gowen and Kamala, and let them have a hip hop battle.
What? Hang on, Zach Gowen, the one-legged dude.
Yeah.
Kamala. Shit! Oh my god. Oh my god.
Hip hop battle.
I wish I never asked you now. Oh, I just thought of somebody who I could bring back. Oh, that's only because I've fancied her for so many years. Oh. Shout out to you, Layla.
No!
You bring that motherfucker back, I'm handing him my shit. That's it. I don't want to see that motherfucker on my telly, man.
Don't worry, we'll keep rolling.
Yeah. Of course, I know you guys can fly the flag and carry the show. You know what I mean? I'll be done with that shit, man. I don't want to see that motherfucker on my telly, man.
Yeah, just bring back CM Punk.
No, man. No.
Bring back
AJ Lee. Bring back AJ Lee. Bring back
Dean Torres, that's what you do.
Oh, goddamn, don't stop me, Shad. Oh, damn. But that's it. How about that, guys? That's our list, man, for real. Oh, my goodness. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. I sincerely hope we made you laugh. I sincerely hope we made you chuckle and go make you go, and things of that nature, man. You can follow us on all of social media at Jabs Podcast. That's what you have to do. That's it. It's over. Grab Body P, Serial Killer, Shadfather, 100, 1000. We out.
Everybody want to know what the fuck is going on. call my son the aftermath. Interscope. What's up with Geffen? I'ma just say it like this. One day I walked in the motherfucking house, and all my shit was gone.